Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this lecture we'll discuss the literature of the neoclassical era. So taking up important authors and their works. And with respect to neoclassical criticism, that will be covered in a separate lecture. Okay? In this lecture we'll focus more on the important writers and their works. Okay? See, as already pointed out, the neoclassical era is usually divided into three sub-eras or sub-periods. One is called the Age of Dryden, after that Age of Pope, then Age of Johnson, and Age of Johnson is also sometimes called Age of Sensibility. Okay? And Restoration literature corresponds to the Age of Dryden. Okay? Jab hum log baat karte hain Restoration era literature or Restoration era ki, the reference is to the Age of Dryden. And it is called Restoration because there was the restoration of Charles II to the throne of England, okay, in 1660. That is why the name is Restoration. The king was restored onto the throne. So the Age of Dryden begins with the restoration of Charles II, which happened in 1660, okay, or broadly speaking 1667 to 1700, okay. So it ends with the death of John Dryden. And the Age of Pope is from 1700 to 1745. And finally, the Age of Johnson is from 1745 to 1785, or in some books you'll find 1798. Okay? So let's start with Restoration or the Age of Dryden. Now the first question is, what are the characteristics of Restoration literature? See, Restoration literature is famous for comedy. And the well-known writers during this era are writers like William Congreve, William Wycherley, George Etheridge, John Dryden, Aphra Behn, okay? And this kind of comedy is also called comedy of manners, okay? And the manners broadly refers to the manners of courtly life, okay? Manners of courtly life. And the target audience of Restoration comedy was mostly upper class people or those connected with the courtly life, okay? So in Restoration comedy, you'll find licentiousness, okay, wit, W-I-T, wit. Now before talking about the important works, particularly comedies written during the Restoration era, let's discuss a little bit more about comedy of manners. Okay? See, as a definition, it is a form of dramatic comedy that depicts and often satirizes the manners and affectations of a contemporary society. Okay? Ye ek broad definition hai iska. Uske baad, it tends to be preoccupied with the codes of the middle and upper classes. Okay? And is often marked by elegance, wit and sophistication. Okay? So, ye aap yaad rakhna, wit. Ye hamesha aap padoge with respect to Restoration comedy or comedy of manners. But comedy of manners is not limited to the Restoration era. Even before that, there are some examples. For example, in the Elizabethan times, there are some comedies of Shakespeare. For instance, Love's Labour's Lost. Okay, ye bhi bahut famous work hai Shakespeare ka. It's a comedy. And this can also be clubbed as a comedy of manners. Okay, or an example of comedy of manners. Okay, Love's Labour's Lost. Uske baad ek aur work hai comedy ka by William Shakespeare called Much Ado About Nothing. Okay, aapne naam to suna hi hoga. Much Ado About Nothing. And both of these are excellent examples of comedies of manners. Okay, now I'm telling you this because from an exam point of view, you can get a question on the characteristics or traits of comedy of manners. Okay? Now, after that, what were the important works of comedy written during the Restoration era? Now, the first one is The Way of the World. Okay? The Way of the World by William Congreve. Okay? This is perhaps the most famous work. Okay? After that, The Country Wife. Okay? The Country Wife by William Wycherley. Wycherley ki spelling kya hai? W-Y-C-H-E-R-L-E-Y. William Wycherley. After that, The Man of Mode. Okay, The Man of Mode, M-O-D-E, by George Etheridge. Then we have The Rover, okay, R-O-V-E-R, The Rover, by Aphra Behn. All of these four are major examples in the field of Restoration comedies and very famous examples. Okay? So ideally, you should be aware of the broad storyline of all of these plays. Now first, let's take up The Way of the World by William Congreve. Okay? As I told you, this is a Restoration comedy. Okay? Usme hota kya hai? Broadly, this is a comedy that ridicules the social and moral norms of the late 17th century. Okay? Especially those concerning love and marriage. And there are important characters hain called Mirabel. Okay? M-I-R-A-B-E-L-L. Mirabel. And then Millamant. M-I-L-L-A-M-A-N-T. Millamant. These two are lovers. Okay? And they have to overcome various obstacles to marry each other. Okay? And unme se ek obstacle ye bhi hai that the aunt of Millamant, okay, which is Lady Wishfort, unke paas bahut jameen jayadat hai. She has a huge fortune, okay? But she thinks that she will marry off Millamant to somebody else. So both of these lovers, Mirabel and Millamant, have to do two things. First, they also have to get the fortune of Lady Wishfort and at the same time also get married. तो उसी के ऊपर ये सारा plot है. Along with this, there is a very famous character called Sir Fopling Flutter. ठीक है, Sir Fopling Flutter. FOPLING, Fopling, and Flutter, FLUTTER, Flutter. So the play satirizes this character, this foppish and vain character, Sir Fopling Flutter. So from an exam point of view, you should be aware of the broad storyline, okay? Then the name of these characters, especially Mirabelle, who is a witty gentleman, okay? And then the lady, Millamant, her aunt, Lady Wishfort, and then the character, Sir Fopling Flutter. And as it happens in any restoration comedy, it is about wit, verbal sparing, okay? Matlab, verbally ladai karna, then the pursuit of wealth and social status. Along with that, this play also highlights the role of women in a patriarchal society, the power of language as well as wit, okay? As well as the hypocrisy and corruption in the aristocracy, in the higher classes, okay? But in a very, very comic way, in a very witty way. That is why it is a comedy, okay? And this was published in the year 1700, okay? Now, after that, the next play is The Country Wife by William Wycherley, okay? Now, this is another restoration comedy. And what is this about? It is about sexual hypocrisy and corruption in the aristocratic society of the times. Okay? Now, after this, there is a character called Horner. Okay? H-O-R-N-E-R, Horner. Now, he is a rake, R-A-K-E, rake. And he pretends to be impotent. Okay? And he pretends to be impotent because he wants to seduce married women. Okay? And using all of this, he has multiple affairs with several women. Okay? Including the naive and, you know, curious wife of the title, jo country wife jinke naam pe title hai, which is Margaret Pinch Wife. Theke? They can also ask you this in the exam, that what is the name of the country wife on which the title of the play is given. It is the character Margaret Pinch Wife, P-I-N-C-H-W-I-F-E. Theke? Now, Margaret Pinch Wife is also a married woman, but she is married to a possessive husband. Theke? And the play, along with these two characters, also depicts the love story of Harcourt and Alethea. ठीक है, ये भी दो कैरेक्टर हैं इसमें. And both of these two other characters, Harcourt and Alethea, have to overcome the obstacles of Alethea's arranged marriage to the person called Sparkish. ठीक है, he is also a foppish character. He is also a fop. Just as you know, in the earlier play, we had a character called Sir Fopling Flutter. ठीक है, he was also a fop. F-O-P, fop. But fop का मतलब क्या होता है? What is the meaning of fop? See, fop होता है anybody or any male character who is extremely interested in his appearance या dressing sense. Too much interested or too much preoccupied with that. Those people are called fops. F-O-P, fop. ठीक है? And the entire play revolves around the deceptions which this character Horner practices. Along with that, Margaret Pinch Wife gradually becomes more aware of what is going on, ठीक है, in the city of London in which she is living, and the ways that are practiced by different people, different and cunning people. So even this play, The Country Wife, is about sexual intrigue, infidelity, okay, wit, as well as the hypocrisy of social customs, that for men it is allowed to be a seducer or a womanizer, but women have to behave themselves more properly, okay. So all of that is satirized, ridiculed in a very, very comic way, okay. So from an exam point of view, just remember the names of these characters, Horner, Margaret Pinch Wife, and Margaret Pinch Wife is the country wife, okay? Now, after that, George Etheridge, he has written The Man of Mode, okay? And Man of Mode was published in 1676. Now, this is also a restoration comedy or a comedy of manners, okay? And this play also portrays the fashionable and frivolous life of the courtiers as well as the wits of London, okay? Aur isme ek protagonist hai, jinka naam hai Dorry Mant. Okay, Dorry Mant, D-O-R-I-M-A-N-T. Now, Dorry Mant is also a womanizer or a kind of libertine, okay? Somebody who engages in promiscuous behavior. Now, Dorry Mant tries to win the heart of a young lady called Harriet, okay? Harriet. But he was already in a relationship with another lady called Mrs. Lovett. ठीक है, लव इट, एल ओ वी ई आई टी, लव इट. बट इन ट्राइंग टू गेन द लव ऑफ दिस लेडी हैरियट, ठीक है, उसमें कॉम्पिटिशन भी है. देर इज अनदर मेल कॉल्ड सर फॉपलिंग फ्लटर, ठीक है. नाउ दिस कैरेक्टर सर फॉपलिंग फ्लटर ऑल्सो वॉन्ट्स टू विन द हार्ट ऑफ हैरियट, ठीक है, दिस लेडी हैरियट. नाउ वन मोर पॉइंट यू शुड कीप इन माइंड इज दैट दिस कैरेक्टर सर फॉपलिंग फ्लटर, दिस इज अ माइनर कैरेक्टर, ठीक है, डिस्पाइट द फैक्ट दैट अगर आप टाइटल देखो, सब टाइटल देखो इस प्ले की, द मैन ऑफ मोड और सर फॉपलिंग फ्लटर, ये टाइटल है कंप्लीट. नाउ डिस्पाइट दिस, द रियल प्रोटैगनिस्ट इज डोरी मैंट, ठीक है, एंड सर फॉपलिंग फ्लटर इज ओनली अ माइनर कैरेक्टर इन दिस प्ले. अलॉन्ग विद दिस देर आर सम अदर कैरेक्टर्स बट दे आर ऑल्सो इन्वॉल्व इन सम लव अफेयर, ठीक है. सो द इंटायर प्ले एक्सप्लोर्स थीम्स सच एज विट, कोर्टशिप, ठीक है, फैशन, बिकॉज ऑलमोस्ट ऑल ऑफ रेस्टोरेशन इरा कॉमेडी और कॉमेडी ऑफ मैनर्स रिटन ड्यूरिंग द रेस्टोरेशन इरा फोकसेज ऑन ऑल ऑफ दिस, ठीक है, सेक्चुअल इंट्रीग, विट, कोर्टशिप, गैलेंट्री, फैशन, इन्हीं सब चीजों पे सेंटर्ड था, ठीक है. एंड सिमिलर इज द केस विद दिस प्ले द मैन ऑफ मोड. सो फ्रॉम एन एग्जाम पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू जस्ट रिमेंबर द नेम ऑफ दिस सेंट्रल कैरेक्टर और प्रोटैगनिस्ट कॉल्ड डोरी मैंट, ठीक है. And also remember that this play was published in the year 1676, okay? The Man of Mode. Now after that, let's come to the play The Rover, okay? The Rover by Aphra Behn. Now this is also a restoration comedy, okay? This is set in the city of Naples. Now Naples is a place in Italy, okay? Italy is in Europe and Naples is a place in Italy. And isme hota kya hai that in Naples there is a group of English cavaliers, okay, who are enjoying themselves. They are pleasure seekers, ठीक है, एंड देर इज अ कैरेक्टर कॉल्ड विलमोर, ठीक है, विलमोर, WILLMORE, विलमोर, एंड ही इज द रोवर, ही इज द रोवर ऑफ द प्ले, ठीक है. सो फ्रॉम एन एग्जाम पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू दे कैन आस्क यू हु इज द रोवर इन दिस प्ले द रोवर, ठीक है, इट इज विलमोर. नाउ विलमोर इज अ नेवल कैप्टन भी है ये, एंड अलॉन्ग विद दैट ही इज ऑल्सो अ काइंड ऑफ लिबर्टीन एज वेल एज अ वुमनाइजर, ठीक है, बट ही फॉल्स इन लव विद अ लेडी कॉल्ड हेलेना, ठीक है, बट हेलेना इज also very witty, also very spirited, but her guardians and family members have planned that she will become a nun, ठीक है, चर्च में नन बन जाएंगी ये, इनकी शादी वादी नहीं करनी. हर फैमिली मेंबर्स एंड हर गार्डियंस हैव प्लान्ड दैट शी विल ज्वाइन द ननरी इन अ चर्च. नाउ विलमोर अलॉन्ग विद फॉलिंग इन लव विद हेलेना, he is also having an affair with Angelica, ठीक है, एक एंजेलिका भी है, ये भी एक कैरेक्टर है, बट एंजेलिका इज अ कोर्टिजन और अ काइंड ऑफ स्लट और प्रोस्टिट्यूट, ठीक है, बट एवरीथिंग इज प्रेजेंटेड इन अ वेरी वेरी कॉमिक वे, ठीक है. सो विलमोर ऑल्सो हैज एन अफेयर विद एंजेलिका एंड एंजेलिका बिकम्स ऑब्सेस्ड विद विलमोर ऑल्सो, ठीक है. अलॉन्ग विद दिस देर आर सम अदर कैरेक्टर्स एंड ऑल ऑफ देम हैव देयर ओन लव स्टोरीज, ठीक है. फॉर एग्जाम्पल बेलवाइल है एंड देन फ्लोरिंडा इज ऑल्सो देयर, दीज टू कैरेक्टर्स, एंड एज इट हैपन्स इन एनी स्टोरी, एनी फिल्म, एनी बुक, इन एनी लव स्टोरी देर विल बी सम ऑब्स्टिकल्स, चाहे फैमिली मेंबर्स मान नहीं रहे या कोई फाइनेंशियल प्रॉब्लम है या कुछ और प्रॉब्लम है. So all of them are trying to achieve their love, beloveds. So उसी के ऊपर सारा का सारा है ये प्ले भी है. So themes like wit, sexual intrigue, liberty, all of that is explored in this play also. ठीक है. And along with that, this play also highlights the limitations that society places on women. ठीक है. Because two sets of norms are devised for males and females. ठीक है. For males they are far more free. Females are expected to behave themselves. But all of this, even the satire or the criticism that this play offers in a very very comic way, okay, unlike a very serious satirical play, everything is done in a very very comic way, that is why it is a comedy. So from an exam point of view, just remember the basic plot or the storyline of these plays, okay, because in sare plays mein se bahut sare question pehle bhi aaye hue hain, whether it be from the plot or the name of characters, in sab pe question aaye hue hain, and name of famous characters, okay, not all the characters but at least famous characters. Now after this, keep in mind that restoration era comedy was at times also indecent because there was pursuit of pleasure, sexual intrigue, adultery, cuckoldry, all of these issues were there, and because of all of this a person called Jeremy Collier, J-E-R-E-M-Y, Jeremy Collier, C-O-L-L-I-E-R, Collier, he published a work called Short View of the Profaneness and Immorality of the English Stage, okay, in the year 1698, okay. So as the title indicates, that the English stage of those times was very immoral and profane, okay. So to stop all of this, he published a critical piece. Now immediately nothing happened to drama, but after few decades, ठीक है, उसके बाद लाइसेंसिंग एक्ट पास हुआ, बिकॉज ऑफ विच ड्रामा वेंट इनटू क्रिटिकल डिक्लाइन, ठीक है. नाउ द नेम ऑफ द सेंसरशिप एक्ट वाज थिएटर्स लाइसेंसिंग एक्ट ऑफ 1737, ठीक है. सो ये वाला जो एक्ट पास हुआ, लेजिस्लेशन पास हुआ, इट वाज इन द एज ऑफ पोप, which happens after the death of John Dryden. Okay? But because of the various things that were happening during the restoration times, in terms of the indecency that was there, immorality that was there in the plays, उसी के वजह से जेरेमी कूलियर ने ये पब्लिश किया था शॉर्ट व्यू ऑफ द प्रोफेननेस एंड इमोरैलिटी ऑफ द इंग्लिश स्टेज, ठीक है, इन द ईयर 1698. सो फ्रॉम एन एग्जाम पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू जस्ट रिमेंबर द डेट एटलीस्ट द ईयर ऑफ द पब्लिकेशन ऑफ दिस वर्क, ठीक है, एंड इट वॉज डन इन रिस्पॉन्स टू द इमोरैलिटी इनडिसेंसी दैट वॉज देयर इन रेस्टोरेशन कॉमेडी, ठीक है. सो फ्रॉम एन एग्जाम पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू जस्ट रिमेंबर द इम्पॉर्टेंट राइटर्स of restoration comedy and the important plays that were written during restoration comedy. For example, The Way of the World by William Congreve, उसके बाद The Country Wife by William Wycherley, then The Man of Mode by George Etheridge, उसके बाद The Rover by Aphra Behn. And it is generally said that Aphra Behn was the first female playwright in England to earn her livelihood through writing. ठीक है, एक fact है ये. After that, you should remember the basic characteristics of comedy of manners. Along with that, remember some examples of such comedies, even of different eras, of different periods. For example, I told you about two Shakespearean comedies, Love's Labour's Lost and Much Ado About Nothing. Okay? Both of these are good examples of comedies of manners, but were written in the Elizabethan period by William Shakespeare. So point is that comedy of manners was not only written during restoration, but restoration comedy is an outstanding example of what is the meaning of comedy of manners. ठीक है, अगर आपको समझना है what is comedy of manners, then read restoration era comedy. उसके बाद हमने बात की that a person called Jeremy Collier published a critical piece disapproving the indecency, immorality and profaneness of the plays that were written during restoration era, in particular the comedies. And the name of this critical piece was Short View of the Profaneness and Immorality of the English Stage. Okay? And this was published in the year 1698. And a consequence of this was after few decades, okay? Immediately toh kuch khas nahi hua tha is cheez ke wajah se, but after few decades, Parliament passed a law to censor any kind of play that is written. So what happened was any play that were to be written had to get prior permission. उसके बाद ही वो publish हो सकती है या stage हो सकती है. And the overall impact of this was the decline in drama. Drama as a mode of literature went into critical decline. ठीक है. And this censorship law was passed in the year 1737. ठीक है. So keep all of these facts in mind. These are extremely important.